came from outer space to fill the world with terror, to bring you unforgettable suspense.
It's indestructible. It's indescribable. Nothing can stop it.
Shock Tales with Johnny Thunder.
Just back from Sochi after winning gold in 12-ounce curling, it's your master of ceremonies, Johnny Thunder.
Oh, genius. What's going on? I didn't even know you could pronounce Sochi.
Sochi?
Sochi? Is it Sochi?
Sochi? Yeah. Sochi, hit me. Hit me.
Johnny, is it Sochi or Sochi? Whatever, genius. Sparkles, keep reaching for the stars.
Sochi.
Whatever. Hey. So, hey, dude, we were just talking about, I'm very sorry to hear that your hero from the Warriors just died.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Who shot Cyrus?
Exactly. Yeah, see, dude, you should have saved your Warriors intro for now, not blown your load previously. Jesus Christ, dude.
A year ago. Talk about premature ejaculation, huh?
Exactly.
It's like a year ago. Holy shit.
I was going to say, dude, and how's the so you did the fire sale on all the T-shirts so they didn't have to go to Africa to all those poor kids with flies and porridge on their face.
It's amazing how they fly off the shelves.
When they're everybody's free. Favorite flavor?
When they're free. Yeah, that's amazing. You've been pretty busy. You've been making witch jars, huh?
Yeah, how about that? Look at that. It was
witch jars? Those jars.
Yeah, those jars. Who's on first? I don't know. I mean, it's like I said, puppets, I'm just lazy.
What's the easiest possible thing I can do to actually pretend I'm a Halloweeny?
Well, and like I said, you do. That was the most hateful thing you've ever said in my life.
Yeah, I saw you post the witch jars, and I said, wow, you're making props. You'll be a Halloweeny yet.
And I said, that was the most horrible thing ever. Even the past 5 years of Honcast, all these intros, all the rubs, all the digs, all the busting balls, it was the most awful, hateful thing. And I don't think I can forgive you. As a matter of fact, you know what? After this show, I'm only doing three more. Okay? And then I'm out. Bitches, I'm out. Yeah, here we are once again. Dude, what are you drinking this month? Does it matter?
You want to know what Shock Tales is brought to you by? I'll tell you, man. I'll tell you exactly. Shock Tales is brought to you by Cisco. And no, not the networking company. Although after slamming 375 milliliters, it will connect your ass to inebriated insanity. Cisco, known as liquid crack, goes down as smooth as a bottle of Robitussin. Down a whole 750 milliliters, and you better clear your calendar. As you will suffer through Cisco's legendary two-day hangover. 18% alcohol by volume. Cisco, it'll sneak up on you in an alley like a mugger. Denny.
I was just going to say, am I still on this show? Am I still in the segment? Or what?
You know what? That is the only show prep I've done for the show. That's it, man. So it's all you.
Wait, hey, I hate to break it to you. No one's surprised, okay? Can I go? Or are we done? Is that it? What kind of show is this? Why are we canceled again?
Hold on. I gotta catch my breath. Oh, shit.
I was going to say, Jesus Christ, dude, take a nap. Oh, wait, you'll take a nap the next 10 minutes of my segment. Yeah, hey, everybody. Johnny Thunder here. Hey, welcome back.
Do you have that lighter, by the way? Where is it?
We are here at the last bar on the left, and I am drinking Trogues Nugget Nectar this month, which is very important for you to know because I'm completely crocked as usual. First up this month, I want to give a scream out to Yo Publishing. That's an imprint over at IDW, the comic book publisher.
Yo, publishing, yo.
Craig Craig Yeo is a cartoonist and artist who is doing some amazing stuff over there right now. He's doing a bunch of reprints of old classic 1950s pre-Comics Code horror comics. He does the Haunted Horror comic book every other month. It's like $3.99. It's great stuff. It's a bunch of comic books from the 1950s. It's the anthology stuff, you know, with the along the line of the EC comics, you know, werewolves, zombies, monsters, horror, all kinds of crazy stuff. He's got some hardcovers out. He also does some really nice reprints of Steve Ditko's comic book versions of Gorgo and Conga from the 60s. He does some non-horror stuff like Popeye, and he's going to put out a new weird it's a weird romance comics from the 1950s. So if you're into classic horror comics from the 50s, even if you're not, these are great inspiration either visually, say, for props or your haunt, or some ideas for storylines or backstories. I would definitely go check them out. Go over to yoebooks.com. That's yoebooks.com. Now, if classic horror comics aren't your thing, but maybe classic films are your thing, I want to recommend a book called After Dracula, the 1930s Horror by Alison Pierce. It's $28 and comes in at 224 pages. Now, the author, who's a professor in Britain, her premise is that the original Dracula from 1931 has been canonized to the detriment of other, what she would say are more innovative and original 1930s films in both Europe and America. So she looks at, you know, the international horror genre's evolution during the 1930s and looks at some films that, again, in her opinion, have only ever received some critical, maybe cursory attention, not as much dedication of an intellectual pursuit as she thinks they should. You know, she argues that beyond Dracula, there were many other films made during this time that were literary adaptations, folktales, original screenplays, and she thinks that these really should be spotlighted a lot more in the history of horror than just, say, something like Dracula. What I really dug was that she does a lot of very interesting chapters about some really cool films like The Mummy, Island of Lost Souls. She does a whole dedicated chapter to White Zombie and the emergence of zombie films. She does one on vampire and the European avant-garde. One chapter is called Bauhaus of Horror, Film Architecture and The Black Cat, which again is an amazing film. And when you look at the film in the context of the Bauhaus architecture and art movement, it's really fascinating. And she also looks at Werewolf of London and the origins of werewolf cinema. Again, the name is Alison Pierce, Pierce, P-E-I-R-S-E, After Dracula, the 1930s Horror. Really dug it. Check it out. Now, speaking of film, Chris, there's not too much going on in the month of March. I just wanted to spotlight one.
I'm sorry, did you say my name?
It's like, wah, wah, Chris, wah, wah. No, I know how your ex-wife feels. March 14th, limited theatrical release and on-demand is a flick called Patrick, Evil Awakens.
He's Roger's special project. Patrick, Kathy, Kathy, Patrick.
I'll make hiding in there worse than being ripped out.
Patrick, can you hear me? I was communicating with him.
It signifies nothing.
You felt that, didn't you? The only thing more dangerous than his hate is his love.
This is a remake of the 1978 Australian horror film with the same name. It follows a former... I love when I read these and I just crack myself up because they're completely not funny, but it's like, why am I reading these? It follows a former killer who is now a comatose patient in a small psychiatric clinic. When a pretty young nurse begins working with him, she senses that Patrick is communicating with her, and he seems to be using his powers to manipulate events in her life. What? Yeah, so look for that. I'm going to try to check it out just because, you know, I have nothing else to talk about next month.
Scraping that low, huh?
Dude, we are riding this bitch into the ground. Hey, speaking of nurses, I caught two flicks, Nurse and I caught Haunt. Now, did you catch either of these? Because you texted me on Saturday. No, asking me.
No, because I asked you if either of them, which one I said, by the way, what's the best of the two movies that you're reviewing this month? And your response was neither. Both weren't great. But Nurse has some naked chicks.
Radio goal. We'll do whatever we have to get a laugh. Yeah, dude. All right, so I caught Nurse and I caught Haunt. Okay. Nurse, we talked about last time.
Abby, this is my boyfriend, Steve.
Hi.
Abby Russell. Want to meet up later tonight? Just us girls? Here you go. Where am I?
My apartment.
Did I ever call Steve back?
Don't worry, I texted him from your phone.
As you.
Spend the day with me.
Abby, I have to go.
Danny, is there something going on between you guys? Since when did you guys become close?
We're not. She thinks we are.
You know, you look really familiar. You look like my next door neighbor, Sarah. They put her in Sunnyview Institute when she was just a kid.
You have to believe me. She's crazy. She's a killer.
Let me get some toys.
I thought from the trailer and from the premise and from the movie poster that it was going to be this over the top, maybe sort of a, you know, like a grindhouse, you know, kind of vibe where you're completely preposterously over the top. You're going almost a little into the realm of parody and you're having a little bit of fun winking at the audience at how over the toply insane over the toply. Write that down, over the toply. We'll have to use that every month. How insane a movie could be. And what I walked away with was a movie that left me really cold. I was bored with some really bad acting and a plot and a story structure straight off of Lifetime. I mean, like, I'm looking for Tori Spelling to pop up at any moment. You know, it was, it just devolved
you
into.
You know, she could use some work.
She could with those you know, cockeyed boob implants of hers. It was just nothing that you've never seen before. And from the premise, the description, they talked about the nurse by day, the stalker by night, and she was going to kill the, you know, the philandering men. And there was a little bit of that. I mean, there's a little bit of that in the beginning and towards the middle and the end, but nowhere near how fun and over the top this movie could have been. Instead, the plot really focuses on sort of a single white female where this older nurse who cannot act in the least. But when you talk about, you know, it's going to be overt sexual deviance and bizarre nudity. Remember like the last time we're laughing about the, you know, the nude. And I'm sitting there, I go, I must be completely dead inside because whatever nudity and sexual situations there were, I was like, where was the sex? It was just boring. And the acting was really subpar. There was no interesting twist in the film. There weren't even really any special effects or sort of these over-top, you know, over-the-top kills or anything like that. So I didn't get this movie in the least. It was one of those where I'm watching it going, wow, I'm really bored. And then afterwards, I was a little bit angry about that I spent the money to watch this. Now, the only thing I will note for everybody out there, if anyone is interested in the film or thought they were interested, I've read, strangely enough, and it blows my mind, some very positive reviews on a lot of the bigger horror websites that I follow. So if you follow any of those websites and you have a favorite reviewer, maybe go check them out. I think on Rotten Tomatoes, it has like a 14% positive review. IMDb friggin' hates it. So I don't think that my impression of the film is so far off base. But I don't understand any of the positive reviews. And it bummed me out because, like I said, this could have been really fun. You know, you have a nurse and you have a hospital. And just go over the top. Just be nuts. But they didn't. And they have some
Piranha with it or something. You know?
Right. Exactly. You know, and they have a couple cameos. Dude from Breakfast Club with Fist in the Air, Bad Boy.
Judd Nelson or something?
Judd Nelson's in it briefly.
Eat my shorts.
Who's Cereal Mom? Catherine,
what's her name? With the frog voice there?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, she's inducting the nurses. And I was like, smoke another one, whore. So anyway, I didn't
Turner,
dig it.
Kathleen Turner.
Kathleen Turner. Kathleen Turner. So I say, nurse, suck it. That's what I say. Yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Yeah, I'm the asshole that wasted the $6 or $7. But anyway. All right, so the next movie's called Haunt, right? And we're on Haunt Cast, and this is called Haunt.
Yeah, so.
I'm Evan.
I'm Sam.
I live in that house. We just moved in.
I've been in that house. It's cursed.
Everyone, this is Sam.
Nice to meet you, everyone.
So who is she?
I don't really know.
Just be careful. Do you want to try something with me? You know what this is?
No.
Talks to the dead. You curious?
What happened?
Morello went insane. You ready? Is anyone in here? What happened in this house?
Well, I guess it's just not meant to be.
My
room. Have you been messing about with that box?
Evan? You don't go opening doors and inviting things through. You really gonna stop before you figure out how it is? Evan?
I'm not really sure what to make of you.
You can make whatever you want of me.
Available on demand. It's supposed to open in select theaters on March 7th. Rated R for some horror violence, disturbing images, and, oh no, brief drug use. Ooh. Chris, hide your eyes. This is the story about a family who buys a house, and of course, it's one of those where they buy the house for dirt cheap, and they find out that the previous occupants were all either murdered or died under mysterious circumstances. So you're following this family buying this new home. There's a mom and a dad and a couple other kids, but it really focuses on their teenage son, and the home next door has a teenage daughter. So the whole film basically is shown through their eyes and basically focuses on these characters. And the teenage boy and the teenage girl try to investigate what's going on in this house and try to communicate with this machine, try to communicate with the spirits of the people, the occupants who were murdered before them. When I say this is, I don't even know how to say this. I didn't hate it. By the same token, there was nothing really in it that showed me anything that, in my opinion, we haven't seen before. You know, you have the spooky old house, check. You have people moving in, check. You have people trying to figure out what's going on, check. You have some weird little stuff going on, check. And like I said, if you're not invested in this teenage son and this teenage neighbor character, you're not going to enjoy the film. The success of the film as a viewer will really depend on whether or not you like the actor and actress and whether you like their characters. I didn't dislike them, but I wasn't necessarily engaged in the characters because my problem with a lot of haunted house films is that it's so pattern. It's so routine. It's so, you know, cliched in the sense that you have this happen, you have this happen, you have this happen, and it's nothing that you have never seen before. The best part of the movie, Chris, for me, was an unexpected cameo in the role of the mom was Ione Skye. Chris, from what classic 1980s film, Ione Skye? Come on. 1989.
Can I Google it?
No. Classic film.
I don't know.
I'm standing out. John Cusack is standing outside her bedroom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Say anything?
Thank you.
Oh.
And she is just as hot now at, what, 43, 44 as she was.
Good
she
for looked, her.
Oh, dude.
Dude, I'm going to look her up. What was
oh, my God.
Again?
Ione Skye. Dude, I'm sitting here, and my wife's upstairs, and I go, oh, my God, it's Ione Skye. She's like, what are you screaming about? I'm like, look, and she's still, I mean, she looked great.
Hold on, I'm going to message her on Facebook right now.
Oh, my God. Invite her to the Minions. Invite her to Minions.
Meet me at the MHC.
Hey, are we, yeah, MHC.
Oh, I'm sorry, I wouldn't blow you off like that.
if
we decide to go at all. But
hypothetically speaking, if we decided to go, you've now decided to dummy fry Oni Sky. She's not in it much, but when she's in, she's delightful. I enjoyed watching her. It was nice to see her on screen, but I don't know. I think I might be overly critical if you enjoy a nice sort of quiet haunted house film. And the other thing I have to say was there wasn't a lot of the Bowl-esque kind of, you know, fake scares and they're jumping out and the ghosts are weird. There's a little bit of that towards the end, but it is sort of a slow burn, quiet, more introspective film, like I said, about these two teenage characters. So it's not the worst thing I've ever seen, Simultaneously, it's all right. All right, everybody, thank you for listening. This is Johnny Thunder saying stay scary.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing HauntCast with all your haunted Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.